Welcome to the Emotional Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Rochelle. This podcast started as a space to really just share my journey, to share the experiences and the things that I was going through as I learned to self-regulate, as I learned to manage my emotions. And it has transformed into so much more. I am a 6'3 emotional manifesting generator in human design. And so this space is really just everything that I trial and error, it's everything, amazing guests coming to you, talking about their journey, their experiences with emotions, and really just take what resonates and leave what doesn't. We're all unique individuals. And so we all have different perspectives. We all have different viewpoints. And it's really coming to that space where you can trust yourself. And that's where that is my mission. That is my goal. That is my purpose, to empower you to trust yourself, to find that space, to ground in it, to come back to yourself over and over and over again, because there's so much freedom and there is so much power and there is so much beauty in that. This journey can feel really isolating at times. It is beautiful. It is painful. It is joyful. It is love. It is all of the things. And we are all of the things all at once. And so just have grace with yourself, have compassion with yourself through this. And I am so grateful that you are listening to this episode wherever you are listening. Thank you for allowing me into your day. Welcome back to another episode of the Emotional Mastery Podcast. This week, there were a lot of different ways where I could have taken this episode, and I wanted to talk about human design profiles. I wanted to talk about the Healy, but what's been coming up for me a lot that I feel like I just have to lean into intuitively what's coming up is like the beauty of our emotions. Because I think like as an emotional person, as an emotional being, somebody with emotional authority, somebody with feeling cognition in human design, somebody with moon in the 12th house, square Pluto, like all the emotions, all the things, and regardless of like what any of that means to you or doesn't mean to you, emotions essentially rule the world, right? We are all run by emotions. We are here in our human body to feel, to experience emotions. I mean, if we weren't, then we wouldn't be human. I think that is part of the journey of being human. And it's so easy to feel victimized by our emotions or feel stuck or feel intensely and like we don't know what to do with it. And I think like something honestly that's missing from just like childhood in schools is like learning to regulate our emotions, because most of the time we're told to not feel, we're told that we're fine. And learning to deal with our emotions. I'm reading a book, I think it's called The Biology of Belief. And literally on a cellular level, our body, our cells can extend and prolong our life by like beyond what we even think is capable. But those 0 to 7 year phase, the stress, the trauma, and trauma, big T, little t, trauma can be physical, trauma can be emotional, trauma can be somebody yelling at you, right? Like big T, little t trauma between the years of 0 and 7. And we also can't, what is traumatic to a 0 to 7 year old may not be traumatic to an adult, right? But we have to understand that 0 to 7 are so impressionable years. And so much is coming back to that year but the stress and trauma that we experience during that time literally sort of damages these, I'm not even going to try and pronounce what it's called, telomere, telomase, I don't know, something like that. I'm not like the science person, but like it disrupts their ability to like heal us on a cellular structural level. And so I really do believe being able to express our emotions, being able to feel our emotions. Like sometimes when I talk on social media or when I talk in the podcast, and I recently had a conversation with somebody in my DMs about it, and they were saying that they like appreciate the way that I express my emotions there. And I'm like, man, sometimes like I even feel like words don't even come close to the expression of what I actually feel, right? Like words can't even put all of the emotions that we feel inside. It's like putting it to this little box through our words. Like words almost fail when it comes to expressing the emotions. Like when I'm sitting and just like looking at a beautiful sunset, or I don't know, like anything that's just like I find like so much beauty and awe, and there are no words. You can't describe that, right? But so many of us like understand that feeling, right? Like we can say, you know, when you're sitting on the beach and you watch the sunrise, like we know that feeling. We know what that looks like. We know what that feels like deep in our souls. And I've always felt like my emotions were a weakness, right? I was told often, like, I'm too nice. I'm too kind. Like, it's not going to get me anywhere. And although well-intentioned, like, I absolutely understand, you don't want people that you love or care about to be taken advantage of or manipulated. And of course, like, that has happened to me many times in my life. But I've come to learn and I've come to lean into and I've come to accept the beauty of being able to feel so intensely and to feel so much. Like, I walk around at work and it's like I literally have to protect myself energetically because I'm so tapped in, like as I'm moving through my day to like what people are feeling. And it's so easy to take that on as my own. And, you know, with human design, if you're undefined emotionally, which means you're not creating your own energy of emotions, you're taking in, you're amplifying the emotions of others. And I always like really resonated with both being an emotional being and taking in and amplifying. And then I found out that what cognition was, and it's sort of like your superpower. My cognition is feeling. So I'm literally tapped into the energy around me, which comes, emotion becomes part of that. But being able to like accept and see the beauty of being able to do that. And it's funny because I'm finishing up a program, a psychic development program, and 3 months with, it's been so incredible. And I've also felt so tired, like also because of all the transits that are going on. Like this week is wild for transits. Actually today, as this episode comes out, Pluto is moving into Aquarius. So just so much. If you didn't listen to last week's episode with Jesse Eccles, we go really deep into all the transits of this month. But yeah, so just energetically, there's just a lot of transits going on, a lot going on with the planets. But, you know, you listen to stories like, and I've interviewed so many people for the podcast and a lot of people, it's like, oh, I would see things when I was little, or I would hear things, or my great grandfather would talk to me. And I never really had those experiences. And so I always would sort of look at that and be like, well, I'm not psychic because I don't see things. I don't have a childhood where I was like watching ghosts and having those sort of experiences. But now as I'm going through this program and I'm understanding how deeply I feel, it's like, my experiences with my emotions and my intuition, all those things align with the stories I've heard from others, right? It's like being like every like childhood memory I have that I don't fully understand. It's like for me, it's always the emotion that was attached to it that I go back to. Like I just have this like one memory that always, always, always comes up during therapy and meditations and just whatever it is. And I don't know what, like I have no... I don't know what the memory is. Like it still hasn't been uncovered to me, but I just remember like being so upset and crying and being so resistant. And it wasn't even like what was happening around me. It was like how I felt inside that was really, really, so it was like, what was I feeling? What was I taking on? Because I think when you're young, especially, you don't know what's yours and what's not yours, right? You're just like feeling things all around you. I mean, you don't have an outlet to express those things. You don't like actually understand. And so, yeah, when I look back at my childhood or, you know, things like that, like I realized like I did feel super intensely, right? And I didn't understand how to discern what that meant. I didn't know that like now if I'm feeling something, whether a physical sensation or a body, like physical sensation or like a mental, like I... Now, when I meditate, I go through the different energetic layers. Like I go through my physical body, I go through my emotional body, I go through my mental body, and I go through my spiritual body, and I work to really align them. And so now when I'm walking around and I feel like this like mental like buzziness, I'm like, oh, I'm picking up something on the mental layer, the mental level around me. And I can't tell you the relief of like just being able to be like, huh. There's nothing wrong with me. Like this is how I feel things, right? Like my psychic skills come back to what my physical body, that's prominently the way I receive information is through my physical body. So if I'm walking around and I go through like just a section of like, or I go by some people and I feel this like buzziness in my mind, right? in my head will say, now I know, like, okay, that's the mental plane acting up. That's my mental layer, level, energy plane sensing something. So then I can pause and be like, huh, is this mine? And just listen to what comes up. No. Okay. What's happening? A lot of anxiety, a lot of worry. Okay. And also, like, there are times where I will see things in my mind. And then also it's like being able to discern what it means, right? Like, because sometimes those things can sort of be like scary and dark. And I'm like, what the fuck? Like, I don't like think like that. Like, that's not normally me. Also knowing we have a duality in all of us, like nobody's mind is perfect. Like, nobody's mind is perfect. If you say you don't have like bad thoughts at all, I would say you're probably lying. But beyond like just like the weird like shame of having a bad thought, but then also being able to be like, okay, what is that image? What is that visual telling me? Right. And then also, is it anxiety? Is somebody angry? Right. Like, as I was going through this work and reflecting on some of the images that I have seen, like going through crowds and things like that, at the time, I didn't stop and be like, oh, that's interesting. Let's explore this. Right. Now I'm sort of getting into the practice. And, you know, sometimes we just want things to stop. Right. Like, sometimes we don't want to see the thing. Sometimes we don't want to feel the thing. Sometimes I feel it most often when I'm tapping into that mental energy layer, I'll almost feel a little bit dizzy and disoriented. And, but also as I've sat in meditation now, I'm able to be like, okay, or I've received the message that when I feel that, drink some water, right? Like, I think everything comes back to water. And of course, like, the quality of water that we're drinking is so important. I have started, I think back in January, I've also always done like filtered water, but now I'm starting to remineralize it because just the quality of our water is so important, because we can drink. And if we're not drinking like quality water, we're just as dehydrated as if we had like a glass. But besides the point, but like really being able to now like get curious about things that come up, or like notice when I'm feeling super anxious, right? Or like somebody's triggering like a physical sensation in me. And I think too, part of, for me, that physical discomfort triggers a lot of trauma for me. So then I feel super unsafe. And so then it's really difficult to calm myself down, because then I'm just like full out in a trigger, right? When my body feels that way, I just feel unsafe. I feel like it's really hard for me to self-regulate in those moments. But the more I know that I'm safe, the more that I tell myself that I'm safe, the more that I'm doing this rewiring and reprogramming work and all the things, I'm able to like then sort of like talk to myself through that feeling, be like, okay, why am I feeling this? Like really getting curious in the moment, which is something I was never able to do before. And then, you know, then I can sort of like work and discern of like what's mine and what somebody else's. So again, like, I think there is so much beauty in the power of emotions, right? Like, I think I know, but there's so much beauty in the power of our emotions. And I think it's something that we so often just want to avoid for the discomfort of it, for the confusion of it, because we don't really have these open conversations about our, I mean, we're starting to more, but I don't think it's like a normal thing to have these like open conversations, because somebody gets angry and we just want to shut it down. Like, you can't be angry like that. Somebody cries and we feel so uncomfortable because we are on some level feeling what they're feeling, and that's uncomfortable for us. So then we want to move away from it and not feel it, because we weren't taught to self-regulate. We weren't taught that not everything is ours. We weren't taught to protect our own energy so that we're not absorbing everything from everyone else. Like, when I can sit on my way to work and just sort of visualize that bubble and just be like, come into myself and align myself. And sometimes when I'm walking around at work and I feel like, and I notice I'm getting really in my head, that's also another thing that I know, like, when I get in my head, then I know I'm opening myself up to receive from other people too. And so then I can just be like, no, let's come back to me. Let's just align to me. Even if it means I go into the bathroom for like a minute and just like realign myself. And I will literally make that noise. I'm like, zoom. Like, and I just pull everything back to me. I put the bubble around and then I move on with my day. And as silly as like these practices may seem to somebody who's like, I literally just rolled my eyes, but like, not woo woo, we'll say, but like, these are like, the science is just wild. Like, as I'm reading this book too, the things that we believed about science and about our body and about our DNA and our cells and our genes and everything, like in the 50s, has been disproven. So it's like there's so much that we don't even know about how our body works because our technology was limited. Our technology is definitely getting a lot better. Pluto in Aquarius, Saturn in Aquarius. But like the things that we're learning are just like, it's wild. So these tools, like our mind is so powerful, so powerful. And it's so easy to make our emotions mental because we want to make sense of them, right? Even when I'm trying to like come from a place of curiosity and discern what I'm feeling, it still becomes a mental thing. So I have to come back to that space of neutrality where I'm not thinking my emotions, but I can feel my emotions and just out of curiosity, pure curiosity, huh, that's interesting. What does that mean? Like, is that me? Is that somebody else? But the minute my mind like really latches onto it, then it becomes a mental thing. And then I overthink it and I'm just like, whatever. But coming back to that like neutral space is really important. And yeah, the power of our mind, whew, so powerful. So like mindset is like everything. Like our mind and our emotions are so powerful, but our mind is wild, the things that we can do with our minds, like the ability to heal ourselves with our mind. Like when you have that belief, literally you can change your reality, but it comes from that belief. You have to work to rewire the subconscious. And I was noticing yesterday, I was feeling super expanded the week before. I took some big aligned actions and big leaps like in my business and it felt like so good. And then yesterday I was sitting here and I used to just like overthink everything. My mind is just like wild. And I've noticed the more that I'm tapping into and allowing my emotions to guide me, I will never be that person that like doesn't think. Like I know we all like think differently, but my mind is always busy. I have a defined ajna. It's just, it is what it is. But I have noticed that now sort of those like subconscious beliefs and stories, I'm noticing more in the sensations and the feelings, if that makes sense. And so like being able to come back to meditation has always been my thing. And I always used to be the person that was like, man, I wish I could meditate in the morning. And I still do, like, but it's just not going to happen for me. But I've also come to appreciate that I do meditate right before bed, which then puts me in a mindset that when I'm going to sleep, I can really do that subconscious rewiring. Like I really try and get myself in that really like activated state before I go to bed. And so then it's so much easier for me to go to bed thinking like, I am confident. I am abundant. I am calling in the life that I desire. I am a successful business owner. I am a six-figure earner. Like I am a seven-figure, like whatever it is that you want, but it's just so easy once you've come to that space. And so even in that, like trusting myself that there was always some resistance to meditating in the morning. Again, I would absolutely love to get up 5 o'clock in the morning. Again, there you go. I'm literally, as I'm saying this out loud, I'm like reinforcing this thing that I can't be that person and I can be, right? It's literally that person that gets up and meditates early and goes through her day. Like, who do I need to be? What do I need to do right now to be that person? Because if you have a desire for it on some level, you already are that person. But I started that by saying, and then I completely like rewired this the way like my mind has been working lately, but to also appreciating that I've been feeling more called to nighttime meditations. And it just drops me into this state where it's so much easier to then go to bed with these thoughts and rewire my subconscious. Because when we can go to bed with like these mantras, auto suggestions, which is basically what it is. And I try and go to bed like chanting an auto suggestion or just like repeating an auto suggestion so that when I'm sleeping, that's sort of what's going on. And then my subconscious can really do the work like as I'm sleeping. But yeah, I just had that conversation with somebody this week about emotions. And it's just like sometimes words don't even I don't know what is the phrase, light a candle to it, or they just fail sometimes in expressing the full range of emotions and what we're feeling. And that's also okay, right? Like I have times where I just feel like I'm channeling and I'm so able to beautifully express what I'm feeling. And then I have times where I'm just like, I just feel like I'm word vomiting and nothing's making sense and nothing's like coming close. And that's also okay, right? my conscious son is in gate 23. So I'm always just trying to like simplify things. And so like, I know in myself that when I'm like stumbling over my words or I'm over explaining or trying to like look at the time to make sure it's hit a certain amount of time, like it just like doesn't feel like ease and flow. Even with the podcast, sometimes I'm like with guests, I try and like a lot for an hour. And then sometimes it's like, I'm looking at the time. I'm like, okay, I got 50 more minutes. What else can we talk about? Sometimes the time's just up, right? Like sometimes everything's been said and sometimes it goes over an hour and it's like just allowing for that. And just, I don't know. This whole episode might've just been one big ramble as I'm like saying this, but I just had to trust and come on and talk about what was really coming up for me this week. And it's just been, it's been this beautiful unfolding of allowing my emotions, being with my emotions. And it's also been really interesting too, because since I quit drinking, I've been relatively neutral emotionally. And of course I've had my ups and downs. Like I'm an emotional being. I'm always going to be riding that wave. And like, I haven't cried. I did cry was it last week or the week before? Like a really good cry. Like I had a dream that was like two part to it. But like, do you know when you have a dream and you wake up and you just like, it feels so real. It's like, I know in my mind that it was just a dream, but it felt so real and so intense. Like I couldn't even like, I was literally on my way to work thinking about the dream and crying because I was like, oh my gosh, like it was so like, I can't even imagine. Yeah, it was a whole thing. But so that morning when I woke up and I had that dream and I dropped the kids off at work and I was just like went into my bathroom and I was sobbing. And it was like a two part dream. So one part of it, I just like had to let somebody go. It was like, I release you. I let you go. I'm just getting it off of me. So that was a really good cry. But like generally, I don't feel like I'm having that physical release through tears anymore as much as I used to when I was drinking, because I would drink and I would just get emotional and I would cry and it would be really like ridiculous. My son the other day, gosh, this was like probably well over a year ago, but I had a friend over and they left and I was crying over something because we were having drinks and I was crying over something. My son walked in my room. And he literally the other day, he was like, hey, mom, do you remember when that person left and like you were crying? What were you crying about? And I was like, you know, I was just sad, right? And that's okay. But it's been interesting because I haven't been as emotionally unstable. I'm air quoting it, which also has allowed me to discern my emotions, to be able to pick up what's mine and what somebody else's, and then to see the stories that are going on in my mind. And I've also noticed too, like if I listen to music, I get really emotional. So maybe if I just feel like I need to cry, I just throw on some music. I have like a specific playlist that is like all the feels. And so maybe I just need to throw that on. But yeah, so I mean, quitting drinking has just helped me mentally, emotionally. But it's also allowed me to come to the space where I can actually like do this work and discern what's feeling and noticing what's coming up and noticing the stories and being able to see like, is this mine or is this somebody else's? So just like leaning into the beauty and the power of your emotions. Again, we are here to be emotional beings. We're here to be feeling. That's just part of the process of being human. So as a practice, I typically journal. Well, I journal every morning. I start my day off journaling. No questions asked. That is absolutely part of my daily practice now. But more often than not, I will end my evening in some sort of journaling and a reflection of the day and just like noticing what's coming up and noticing the stories that are coming up. And especially if I do feel emotionally activated, I always, always, always go to my journal just so that I can get it out. So I can see it on paper, get it out of my mind and notice those stories that are coming up and what they mean and what they're telling me. And so then with that, it really creates self-awareness, right? Even if it's just like a pattern that's like on loop, that's really, really always repeating itself, at least I can see it, right? And then I can pull it through meditation or even just journaling or create an auto suggestion around it that I can do that. So just lean into the beauty and the power of your emotions, right? Ask questions, get curious, notice. Like if you feel emotionally activated a lot, notice who you're around, notice what's going on in your head. And these are just ways that you can sort of like move past them and create awareness around them so that you can move past them to self-regulate them, have whatever tools it is, breath work, meditation, journaling, moving your body, whatever you feel is supportive. This podcast has so many tools, so many guests that have shared their self-regulation tools. So I'm sure you can find something that works for you. Of course, I always just say experiment with it, see what works. and leave what doesn't. But that is my little rant on being emotional and just leaning into it and sort of what's been coming up for me this week. So I will catch you next week. I don't remember right now who's coming on next week, but they're all good. So enjoy.